How else can you become more authentic after a lifetime of being taught not to listen to yourself? So when you walk into a room and you feel energy or disruption, ask yourself, is that mine? It's funny, in my house, I'll say something and the kids go, Mom, is that yours? They're such great teachers. And I'll some say, oh, I don't know. We'll see if it lasts. But what a great question. So my version of it in my life journey is, if I've just done a lot of work and I'm feeling a lot going on, I'll ask, is that still mine to feel? And sometimes it is mine. And sometimes it is mine working through. And a lot of times it's I just forgot to let go. And this isn't just when you're with people. You open the magazine and you see a starving child. Is that mine to feel right now? Is that, or and if it is yours to feel, then feel it and then stop. But don't take it into your day because it is not feeding that child. Okay, so just little questions to bring your attention back to you, because most of us have forgotten how to do that.